The podcast you're about to listen to includes fantastic true stories of sex, kink, gender, body image, and more. So that means it's graphic and probably not safe for work. So thanks for being a consenting adult, and here we go.
I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Well, hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this week we have a story from queer butch writer and educator Sinclair Sexsmith. Before we continue and get up in there, I want to tell you about our next live stream. It's on Saturday, April 17th. I am working with some brand new storytellers who've never done this before, and you know that's my kink. Helping people get up, tell their true stories in a beautifully well-crafted, relatable way. So, if you want to see people be scared on Zoom, and I sure as hell do, then join us on Saturday, April 17th. The show starts at 7 p.m. Pacific. It's going to include original songs, and I hear that all the songs on the live stream on April 17th are going to be brand new original songs by Jefferson Berkey. So, get your tickets. There's a link in the show notes, and I'll see you on the live stream really soon. How's your week going? I hope things are looking up. I'm hoping that you feel a little bit brighter than you did last week, because it feels like spring's here and stuff's starting to change. I had a conversation the other day with a super fan in England who told me how body completely changed her life, made her feel okay in her skin, made her feel all right about who she was and the things she'd done, and the fact that there was a place to be 100% herself in the world. That's what this podcast is about, y'all. That's why I created Body Storytelling. I had so many people tell me their stories about how obviously something was wrong with them because nobody ever talked about this stuff. But you're not alone. I'm one of those people, and you are too. I know that you listen to these stories and you realize that there's a whole world out there that has been suppressed. You're not allowed to talk about it because most of the world is family friendly, but body storytelling is not family friendly. So I just thought it was important to tell you what this is about, to build sex positive community wherever you are in the world. It started as a live show, but it's expanded to the entire world. And I get messages from so many people who didn't realize that it was okay. They'd always been told they had to keep who they were a secret. And we own that shit here. We celebrate it with you. There is no walk of shame at Body. And, you know, usually I talk about my life, but I just wanted to tell you that if you're brand new to listening to the podcast and you've wondered, you know, is there anybody else out there like me? Oh, yeah. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And if you ever get to come to a live body storytelling, you'll get to meet them in person. They are the friendliest, most enthusiastic people you've ever seen. The people who get on stage get a standing ovation, as you'll hear in the story that's going to be on this episode. Every single person who gets on stage is met with complete acceptance and love. This is my life's work. And I feel like it's working out, especially with this episode. I think you'll hear a little bit of that on this episode when you listen to this story. Have you had trouble sleeping? Do you wake up stiff? I'll tell you right now, the best thing I've done for myself since this whole global pandemic thing started was to realize that I needed a mattress upgrade. I know, we all need a change, but what's in our control, you know? But one morning I woke up with a crick in my neck and achy hips and back, and I realized my terrible mattress was making everything worse. The idea of going mattress shopping, though, that was daunting. Go to a store and lay down on a strange mattress? I was not going to do that. And then I discovered Helix. Helix's website says you're getting a mattress that you know will be perfect for the way you sleep. Well, I felt unqualified for that decision. How do I know how to find a mattress? How do I find a mattress that's right for me and my partner? Helix has soft, medium, firm mattresses, mattresses that cool you down while you sleep hot. There are a ton of choices, and as a newbie, I felt really overwhelmed. But then I discovered the Helix quiz. Helix Sleep has this quiz that takes 2 minutes to complete, and it matches your body type and your sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. It asks for my height, weight, and how I sleep. I sleep on my side. Then it asks for my partner's height and weight, and he's almost 6'5", and he's stocky but not thin, and it wanted to know how he slept. And in less than 2 minutes, the Helix quiz offered up something I didn't even know existed, the Helix Plus mattress for plus-size sleepers. That exists? How can that exist? I've never heard of that. I'm fat, my partner Bent is big and tall, and if I'm truthful, even my dog Quake's a giant. And we all sleep on that mattress together. But this is a mattress for plus-sized people. And it gets better. It shipped quickly. We had the perfect contactless delivery. We opened the box and a couple hours later, it was ready to try out. It's soft but supportive. It's built for love. It is the perfect mattress for sex. I've been sleeping on it for over a month now and I love it. This mattress is ready for whatever. I am sleeping so much better. Bent loves it. Quake loves it. It is such a huge improvement over our old saggy mattress. So if you're looking for a mattress, you take the quiz, you order the mattress you're matched to, or you choose the one that sounds right to you, and the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. You don't ever need to go to a mattress store again. And Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired magazine. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 days risk-free. They'll even pick it back up if you don't love it, but I'm betting you will. And they've given me a huge discount to share with you. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows. For our listeners at Body Storytelling, go to helixsleep.com/DIXIE. So yeah, safe, contact-free delivery, fast and easy setup. Everybody here who's sleeping on this thing thinks it is the perfect mattress, even the dog. A good night's sleep can make everything better. Just go to helixsleep.com/Dixie, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and get matched to a customized mattress for the best sleep of your life. Go to helixsleep.com/Dixie right now for up to $200 off and two free pillows. I'm really excited about this week's story, and even more so about this week's storyteller. Can I tell you about them? Sinclair Sexsmith, whose pronouns are they, them, is a queer butch writer focusing on sexualities, genders, kink, and relationship. Their short story collection, Sweet and Rough, Queer Kink Erotica, was a finalist for the Lambda Literary Award, and they are the current editor of the Best Lesbian Erotica series. You can find out more about their work at sugarbutch.net. I caught up with Sinclair this week to let them know that they were going to be on the podcast, and they let me know that they're offering their DS Playground course again soon. So I got permission to share it with you here on the podcast. Ready? DS Playground is 4 units of sexy experiments to take your dominance or submission to the next level. DS Playground doesn't teach you how to be a dominant or a submissive, but rather offers tools, resources, texts, and experiments to explore your own relationship to dominance, submission, and authority exchange, so you can articulate your interests and explore your edges. After these explorations, you will be better able to communicate what you're looking for and desire, which greatly increases your chances of having it. So, there's lots of great free resources if you want to understand kink even more. And I'm going to include a link in the show notes, but you can find it at dsplayground.com. And this story is from Sinclair Sexsmith.
That was quite a setup. So, I grew up in a small town in southeast Alaska called Juneau. Have you been there on a cruise? Uh-huh, yeah, a lot of us have, a lot of you have. Me, I did a lot of drugs and sex and had a little bit of rock and roll that got me through my time in that podunk little town that was like, you know, completely isolated by ice fields and water, and I could not get out of it with a car. You could really literally drive to the end of the road and then it would stop and there would be a giant mountain, and then you turn around and drive to the end of the other road and then you stop and turn around, you know. It was about 26 miles of road, but there's 300 miles of hiking trails, so that's really fun. So I'm 15, living in Juneau, Alaska, completely obsessed with sex. Completely obsessed. Reading one of my best friends' mothers was obsessed with Harlequin romances. So, of course, they were my best friend, and I went over there all the time and read all of their books that I could get my hands on and learned everything I could about sex and wasn't quite sure why I really liked these scenes with all these women together in them all the time. I don't know, I'm just so curious. That's so interesting to me, I don't know. So, but meanwhile, it's 1993, and 1993, and I'm discovering also the internet, because I've been going to school with these people for 10 years, right? Like the same people that I was in preschool with and kindergarten with are in my 10th grade sophomore class, so I'm like, are we gonna have sex? Not really, you're kind of my brother or my sister, like we're, yeah, I don't even know what to do with you. You're a child. And I am obviously a grown-up who's ready to have sex. And you are not. So of course, I go and discover the internet and log on at the library if I can. And I discover that my dad, who is a big nerd, has the compact portable computer in the basement hooked up with a 14K modem. And my... Oh, yeah. Oh, it gets better. And my mom has her continuing ed credits taking Russian at the local university, so she has a log on, and we can dial into the network. And then I discover that you can do this thing called Telnet to these chat rooms. And the one that I find is Coffee House, and it's 1993, and the Coffee House is the place to be. Many, many people. I was trying to remember, I could never get into Coffee House because it was always full. I would just ping it, and it would go, I'm sorry, it's full. I'm sorry, this is full. And you just have to sit there and ping, 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 like ping again and again and again. And then and then eventually someone would leave, and you could get in if you were in the exact right place at the right time. So I get into the Coffee House, and I'm waiting for sometimes hours to log on. And then, of course, if you get a phone call, you get knocked out of the Coffee House, so you have to log on again and ping and ping and ping and wait and ping and ping and ping. But this is not the Nerdgasm show, so moving on to the sex and the drugs and the rock and roll. So in the Coffee House, I meet many people from all over the U.S. and a little bit in Canada, someone from Calgary that was very special. And in Arizona, I had a friend in Arizona, I had a friend in Florida, and we'd log on with our handles and say, do our backslash me laughs and / me crying today. And, you know, you could kind of custom set all your settings and do all these lovely nerdy things. There were no pictures, right, on the internet then. It was all like ASCII, you know, like if I wanted to send a rose to somebody, it would be an @ with a bunch of dashes and some / that would mean thorns. It's a rose for you. And so one day I meet someone named Quester in some private channel that, you know, because in the main chat room of Coffee House, there's like 100, 200 people. I don't know. There's so many people on the internet. There are like 200. And so we always go into these little subrooms where there are like 15 or 20 people and they're like the kink subroom or like the sex subroom or whatever, or they're like, I'm just hanging out tonight subroom. I don't know, I was never in those rooms. And because I was like, I want to talk about the sex. Let's talk about the sex, people. And it never really occurred to me to lie about who I was. That probably wasn't the smartest thing. But I would tell people I'm in Juno and I'm 15 and I'm a girl. I don't know, people also said other things, maybe they were true. And so I meet Quester, and we decide to private message, and we go into our private chat room that we name something stupid, like the Hobbit Hole or something, I don't know what we name it, something terrible. And we're typing to each other, and we're typing to each other, and then it gets a little steamier, and it gets a little hotter, and we're typing to each other, and we're like, oh, and then what else do you want to do to my body? And I'm 15, and I'm making it up, and I've got a harlequin right here, going like, well, these things. And then we're typing and I'm just like, oh my God, this guy, and I don't know, this guy is amazing. And then I'm one-handed typing, probably this hand actually. And we're typing and we're typing and he's typing, I'm coming, but it has like 17 ones in it and a bunch of smashed numbers because you know that's how it's really good when like somebody doesn't even, can't even type on the keyboard anymore. They're just like, so okay. And then I'm like, yeah, me too. And ME2 and then we're typing a little aftercare and going like, that was really nice, and so where do you live again? And he goes, okay, this is gonna sound really weird, but I have to tell you something, I think I love you. And I'm like, oh man, that's what that feeling is. I think I love you too. Oh my God, I love you. We're so in love, and I'm 15, and he lives in Colorado, and I live in Alaska, and he's 17, and that's good, and he's in his senior year of high school, and I'm working at my dad's sports card and comic book store and saving up money and paying off our hundreds of dollars of phone bills that we thought nobody would ever notice, and so then we split a plane ticket, and we split a plane ticket 8 months later. 8 months later, we're like, we can't handle this anymore. We have to see each other. We have to see if we have this passion in person. And so he comes up to Alaska. And my mom drops me off at the airport, the tiny little airport with two terminals, international airport because it goes to Canada. And and I'm waiting at the gate, and he's not there, and he's not coming off the plane, and there's no cell phones. We're not, like, texting each other, you know, are you at the cell phone waiting lot? No. I'm just like, he probably is maybe on the plane. I don't know. And I'm waiting, and everybody gets off the plane. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Everybody's gone. Where is he? And he is the very last person off the plane. And I knew his seat was 12A. It was not, you know, 35. He waited. He's the very last person to get off the plane. His real name is Doug. He is blonde, good German Viking stock, about 6 feet, big guy, wearing cargo shorts because he's never been to Alaska before. Carrying one sweatshirt because he's never been to Alaska before. And he's carrying one rose. Seriously, guys. And he was so game to do whatever. And that was so fun for 15-year-old me obsessed with sex, I gotta tell you. So we have no privacy because my mom drives us home. And so I do the only thing I know what to do is that we go on the 300 miles of hiking trails and fuck against every tree and on every beach and in every place that we can possibly find. And that's really fun. So he's getting back on the plane, and I hand him a mixtape to play on his cassette with such early 90s gems as Richard Marx, Right Here Waiting. Oh, you know it. I maybe had enough vodka to sing it. Let me sing. Oceans apart, day after day, and I slowly go insane. I hear your voice online. Oh, it actually says on the line, but I say online. But it doesn't stop the pain. Okay, so he goes back to Colorado. Thanks. He goes back to Colorado, and I start my junior year of high school, and we are obsessed with phone sex and everything, and I'm like under the covers, like being like, put your earphones in, my sisters that I share a room with, under the covers. We're just going to talk about this a little more. And so the next time I see him after he gets back on the plane, he is in a hospital in British Columbia after getting in a horrible car wreck, because it turns out that he drove for 2 days straight up to Alaska. Well, he was trying to go to Alaska, but he stopped in the middle of British Columbia trying to see me and fell asleep at the wheel. Do not drive tired, folks. Although later it turned out that he was actually on a lot of cocaine, but that is a side note that I didn't know until I was probably about 18. So I get into my mom, bless her heart, with her like, you know, if I was a kid, what would I want to do? You know, it's really reasonable to help the person that you're in love with. And so yes, I will rent a car and go on the ferry for one day and then drive for a whole day to go pick up your internet boyfriend in the middle of British Columbia, who's been airlifted to the nearest trauma hospital and broke the pavement on the road because his impact was so intense. And the Rocky, the Royal Mounted Police were like, yeah, you know, we really didn't think there was gonna be any survivors from that, eh? And we were like, okay. We're really glad about that. And so meanwhile, we see the wreck and like the mixtapes are like strewn along the car and his magic cards are everywhere. His like legend set. Oh, it's bad, you guys. So I get to the hospital and my mom's like, I'll go get you some dinner. And what do you want? You know, we give her some, I don't know, we want pizza or something. I don't know what we want. And I'm like, close the curtains. And I'm like, baby, are you okay? He's in a full body cast and he's got all this and he broke his feet. He's not in a full body cast, you guys. Canadian medicine is really way better. So they didn't actually do any casting. I'm sorry, it's true stories. I have to tell you the truth. So they put a metal rod in the center of his femur and he had that, lived with that for 10 years. But he shattered his femur and punctured his lungs and it was terrible. There were a lot of bad things. But so I close the curtains and I'm like, we have a prime moment alone. And baby, I can't believe. And I didn't hear from you. And where have you been? And you drove all this way. And he's like, baby, please, will you suck my dick? I mean, what am I going to do? Later, he bought me my first strap-on, and he reciprocated, so it all worked out. You know, blah, 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 he got better, blah, 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 I was gay, blah, blah, blah. The end.
I'm giving you vodka from now on. Because I promise you, I heard that story last night. Wasn't nothing like that.
Oceans apart, day after day, and I slowly go insane. I hear your voice on the line, but it doesn't stop the pain. If I see you next to never, then how can we see forever? Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you. Whatever it takes, or how my heart breaks, I will be right here waiting for you. I took for granted all the times that I thought would last somehow. I hear the laughter, I taste the tears, but I can't get near you now. Oh, can't you see it, baby? You've got me going crazy.
That was Right Here Waiting For You by Richard Marx, but you knew that. Most people know Kegel exercises are important, but did you know that it's scientifically proven that a stronger pelvic floor can lead to stronger orgasms? If you're a vulva owner who wants stronger orgasms, Intensity by Pormaw can give you that strength. Intensity is a device that every cisgendered woman needs. It's a sexual health and stimulation device that tightens and tones your pelvic floor muscles and your vagina. It combines pelvic floor health, and along with both internal and external vibration, it delivers a powerful orgasm. A lot of people might be tempted to call it a vibrator, but it's actually much more than that. It tightens and tones your pelvic floor muscles and your vagina. Intensity is like a trip to the gym for your pelvic floor. The natural process of childbirth, aging, and high-impact exercises can take a toll on the health of the muscles that surround the vagina, causing them to stretch and lose tone and tightness over time. Intensity can automatically exercise the muscles of the pelvic floor for you so that you can naturally rejuvenate the vagina by tightening and toning the pelvic floor muscles for more intense orgasms. Intensity lets you balance feeling good with working hard. Not only will Intensity teach you about a properly performed Kegel, it has a delicious vibrating component for your pleasure. And Poor Ma is offering Body Storytelling podcast listeners $25 off of Intensity when you go to poormoi.com and enter code DIXIE at checkout. And you can combine discounts, so go to their website right now to save even more. That's $25 off when you go to poormoi.com and be sure to use the promo code DIXIE. Intensity's Poor Ma from In Control Medical. It's the one device every vulva haver needs. It's Kegels with a kick.
Welcome. You've got mail.
I get fan mail constantly from all over the world. But we're really struggling right now. And that's why we're using Patreon. If you love this podcast, I'm asking you to support us at whatever level you can. It makes a huge difference. Think of all the listeners out there. If just a few dollars from each listener would come in, we'd outlive this pandemic thing and come roaring back. So, if you support us at the $5 a month level, you get the live stream replay, which only lives on Patreon. If you support us at $10 a month, you get free live stream tickets, and you get the replay, and you get the ad-free podcast episodes, and you get a bunch of other stuff, too. So go to patreon.com/body, support us however you can, help us keep going until we can be back on stages again, until we can go on tour again. It's going to be a little while yet, so anything you can do is appreciated, and thanks in advance for your support. Well, that's our time for this week. But before we go, can I ask a favor? Could you go to wherever you listen to podcasts and write us a review? Not just stars, writing a review. It means that we get bumped up in the algorithm. It means that other people read your words and realize that this podcast is worth their time. And it also does my heart good. Thanks in advance for doing that. And also, let's thank the people who make the podcast possible. Thank you to David Grossoff, to Mosa Maxwell-Smith, to Joe Moore, Donal Mooney, and most of all, to podcast producer and live stream technical director, Marty Garcia. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. This has been episode 169 of the Body Storytelling Podcast. See you next week, pervert.